Democrats introduce assisted suicide bill in Michigan House. By Katherine Hamilton on May 11, 2026. An assisted suicide bill that would allow certain terminally ill adults to take life-ending drugs has been introduced in the Michigan House of Representatives. Democrat State Representative Kimberly Edwards introduced a Death with Dignity Act, or House Bill 5825, which would allow physicians to prescribe lethal drugs to an adult who has a terminal illness and a prognosis of 6 months or less to live, Midland Daily News reported. Under the bill, patients would have to make multiple requests, both in written and oral form, wait at least 15 days between requests, receive an evaluation from two doctors, potentially undergo a mental health evaluation, be informed of alternatives like hospice, and told they are allowed to change their minds at any time, per the report. Forging a request or coercing someone into choosing this option would include penalties that can include up to 20 years in prison under House Bill 5827, according to the report. The bill would not allow doctors to directly cause the death via euthanasia or lethal injections, the report notes. The bill was referred to the Committee on Government Operations. Assisted suicide is being embraced by many Democrat-run states. In the U.S., 13 states and D.C. have passed laws legalizing physician-assisted suicide for terminally ill people, including New York, Illinois, Delaware, Vermont, Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, New Jersey, Montana, Maine, Hawaii, Colorado, and California. Much like with the abortion argument, proponents frame the assisted suicide argument around choice, freedom, and compassion. Besides major ethical and moral concerns around physician-assisted death, opponents of assisted suicide warn that the laws can be coercive and target people with disabilities, as well as people who are worried about becoming a financial burden to their families. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.